It's easier for me to move than you to.
Well, it is a glorious day, isn't it?
今天真是神，是一个荣耀的日子。
And it was like probably similar setting when Jesus went up to the hill and gave a long sermon.
我们就想到很像当年耶稣在山上给布道的那个情景。
And I'm inspired by that sermon, so it's going to be long.
所以因为那一个布道的情景，我今天的讲道可能会长一点。
I hope not.
啊，希望不会。
But then again, every time you see me, it's a reminder that you're 1 year older.
所以你们大家知道说，每次你们看到我的时候，你就是一个提醒，说你们已经又长了一岁。
I apologize for that.
对不起了。
But as we get older.
Okay. 好，我们希望说，我们每长一岁的时候，我们在灵里的生命也会更成熟一点。
As I said, when there's no PowerPoint, I lose my power and my points.
所以经常有一句话说，当没有电的时候，我们就没有幻灯可以看，我们也就没有什么可以讲的了。
Now, I'm sure most of the people are very familiar with the Sermon on the Mount.
我相信大家对这个耶稣在登山宝训的这一段讲都很熟悉。
And we love some of the contents, especially the Beatitudes.
特别是中间有一些非常好的教训，我们非常喜欢。
But as you study his Sermon on the Mount,You probably encounter more and more difficulties.
然而，我们在仔细的读《登山宝训》的时候，我们会看到可能会有一些疑难的问题。
So today I'm going to talk about a verse that has bothered me a long, long time.
所以今天我会跟大家分享其中一节，这节经文我很长时间很困惑。
And it's in chapter 5, verse 48.
这是第五章第四十八节。
According to Matthew,
是马太福音第五章第四十八节。
Here it says, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect."
在那一节，耶稣说：“你们要完全，就像你们的天父完全一样。”
Now there's a saying that we're all familiar with, and that is, "Nobody's perfect."
所以我们大家知道说，经常讲的一句话是说，没有人是完人。
And we also remember the verse in Romans that says, "Everyone, all, have fallen short of God's glory."
我们也知道罗马书里边讲到说，所以世人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and fallen short of God's glory.
所有人都犯罪，都亏缺了神的荣耀。
So what is Jesus talking about? Be perfect, a command.
然而，当耶稣教训我们说要完全。这是什么意思呢？
And so I looked at the verses before 48.
那我们看看四十八节以前他讲的是什么。
Now the preceding passage says thus. In 46 it says, "If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Or not even the tax collectors doing that?"
所以在四十六节，耶稣在说：“你们若当爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是那税吏不也是这样做吗
？”And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that?
四十七节，他接着说：“你们若单请你们弟兄的安，比他人又有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不是也这样行吗？”
So in essence, Jesus was asking, what difference does your faith, your identity as a follower, as a people of God, make?
所以耶稣的问题是在说，你们作为耶稣，作为神的门徒，作为神的跟随者，和他人有什么区别呢？
You go on short-term missions.
你去做短宣。
Muslims go on short-term missions. Buddhists go on short-term missions.
这些伊斯兰教的教徒和佛教徒他们也去短宣。
You give to earthquake victims.
你为那些在地震灾害受难的人捐款。
Many non-believers do the same thing and probably give even more.
很多不信主的人做同样的事，他们甚至比我们给的更多。
What difference does it make? Does our faith make?
那我们的信仰到底给我们带来什么不一样呢？
I think at this point, Jesus was challenging his audience.
我觉得在耶稣讲这句话的时候，他在挑战他的听众。
You have done all the religious requirements.
你们行了所有律法所要求的。
You have done all the things that the law require you to do.
律法上所要求的事情你们都做到了。
You make offerings.
你捐钱。
You fast.
你禁食。
You pray.
你祷告。
And you go to synagogue.
你去教堂。
You do all these things. But then again, if you look around, Gentiles will do that too.
你所做所有这些事情，可是你跟外邦人比一下，他们也做同样的事情。
Well, they don't go to synagogue.
当然他不会去会堂。
But they do go to their places.
但是他们也会去他们崇拜的地方，
聚会的地方。They do similar things.
他们所做的跟我们很相似。
So what difference does it make?
那我们做的有什么不一样呢？
What makes you different?
到底是什么使我们跟他们不一样？
I believe what Jesus was getting at is that if you just look at your acts, your actions, your outward deeds, you can't really tell the difference.
所以我觉得耶稣是在讲说，如果你只看一个人的行动，看他的外表，是看不出来我们和外邦人有什么区别的。
But then he said, be perfect therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
然而他接下来说的是要完全，就像你们的天父完全一样。
He's saying that in order to be different, in order that people could see you being different, is that you have to be perfect.
所以他所讲的是，如你要在众人前被分别出来，你可以让别人看出你和别人的不同，你就要完全。
For a long, long time, I thought Jesus was saying that he will make us perfect.
所以很长时间以来，我一直在想说，耶稣他所讲的是要我们完全。
But when I place myself in the position of his audience at that time, I know that that's not what Jesus was getting at.
然而当我在把我的位置放到他的听众的位置的时候，我就了解到他讲的不是这么回事。
I believe that Jesus was addressing a persistent problem with God's people.
我觉得我就看到说，耶稣在讲到说神的选民他们中间一个很长以来一直的问题。
Ever since Moses led them out of Egypt, the people of God had consistently fallen into the same problem.
所以自从摩西带领这些以色列人出埃及以来，这些神的选民一直在犯同样的错误。
And that is, they failed to know the nature of the law, and thus failed to truly know God.
这个问题就是说，他们不了解法律的真谛，所以他们也就不真正的认识神。
They would do everything that the law requires.
他们遵循法律的每一条。
But that's it.
也就是这样了。
They meet all the law's requirement in terms of the acts.
所以他们只是在行动上来遵循每一条的法律。
Yet they failed to know God through what they had done.
然而他们却没有因着他们所行的来认识神。
As a result,
其结果呢？
When going gets tough,
当困境来的时候，
They rejected God.
他们会拒绝神。
They asked for a king.
他们要求有一个王。
When the king doesn't work,
当这个王不起作用的时候，
they turn to other gods, those idols.
他们就转向其他的神，这些偶像。
So when we study this passage, we have to go back to the beginning of this particular section.
所以当我们在读这段经文的时候，我们要回顾前面的一段。
Why did Jesus say this?
为什么耶稣要这样讲？
Why did Jesus bring up this issue?
为什么耶稣要提到这个问题？
Because Jesus was preaching at that time, and the reaction wasn't good, wasn't positive.
因为耶稣在讲这个问题的时候，会众的反应不是很积极。
Jesus started talking about this issue of doing the outward things and not taking care of the inside.
耶稣讲的问题是说，人们在行法律，外表上行法律，但是内心并没有归向神。
And a lot of people had interpreted his teaching as rejecting the law.
然而很多人当听到耶稣的教导的时候，以为他所讲的是要废除法律。
So this is what he said in verse 17. If you have the Bible in your hand, you can turn to verse 17.
所以我们回去看一下第十七节耶稣是怎么样讲的。如果你有圣经的话，可以打开看。
And I'm going to read to you from verse 17 to verse 20.
我跟大家读一下十七节到二十节。
Well, actually, I'm going to ask Zhou Hui to read in Chinese.
Okay, I'll read in Chinese. 莫想我来要废除律法和先知，我本来不是要废除，乃是要成全。第十八节，我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不废去，都要成全。所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做的，他在天国要成为最小的；但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国要成为大的。我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文人和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
All right, so he said, in verse 20, for I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以二十节耶稣在说，你们的义若不胜过文人和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
He does not reject what Pharisees and scribes were doing.
他并不是否定这些法利赛人和文士所做的。
And as he had demonstrated during his last trip to Jerusalem,
就像他在最后进耶路撒冷时所展现出来的那样。
He met a young official at Jericho.
他在耶利哥碰到了一个年轻人。
Jericho, that young official came and asked Jesus how could he enter the kingdom of God.
这位年轻人来问他说，我怎么样可以进天国呢？
And Jesus asked him, what does the law say?
那耶稣问他说，律法是怎么样教导的？
And gave him some examples.
然后又给他一些例子。
And this young official said, I had followed them since I was a little.
这位年轻人说，我自小就遵守了这些律法。
And Jesus loved the guy.
然后耶稣就爱他。
But then Jesus said something more, to sell your assets and give to the poor.
然后耶稣又跟他在讲说，你现在要去变卖你的所有，送给穷人。
And a young official was sad and turned around and walked away.
这位年轻人听到之后就很失望，然后就很就离开了。
So remember, Jesus is not rejecting or even abolishing the law or the prophets.
所以我们看到说，耶稣并不是说要废除这些律法。
I believe the first thing we should learn from this passage is that the law.
我觉得我们在这一段里边要所学到的第一点就是
The law more than followed, the law is to be fulfilled.
所以律法在这不只是要被遵守的，而且更是要被完全的。
Did you find it odd?
你们觉得这个很奇怪吗？
That Jesus actually told them that the law had to be fulfilled instead of telling them the law had to be followed, obeyed.
因为耶稣在这里边讲到说，律法不只是被顺从的，更是要被成全的。
Think about it.
你们想一想。
On your way to the church,
当你们来教会的时候，
you hear that somebody probably violated the law. I don't know. But on your way to the church, you stop at the red light.
你可能停在一个红绿灯口等红灯，等绿灯。
At that point of time, are you following the traffic law, or are you fulfilling the traffic law?
所以当那个时候，你想一想，你是在顺从这个交通规则呢，还是成全了这个交通规则？
I don't think anybody, including myself, would be stopping at the red light and thinking to ourselves, I am fulfilling the traffic law.
我想大概没有人，包括我自己在内，在想说我在等绿灯的时候，我是在成全了这个律法。
It's funny.
这个听起来很有意思。
Why would I fulfilling the traffic law?
为什么我要成全这个律法呢？
But Jesus used the word fulfilling.
然而耶稣却用了成全这个词。
Which means there is a higher purpose.
就给这个律法有一个更高的意义。
The law wants to accomplish.
这个律法要被成全。
Not just being followed.
不只是被遵循。
There is a purpose that goes beyond obeying the law.
的律法它的目的是超越只是被遵循这个意义的。
So what is this ultimate purpose of the law?
那么律法的最终目的是什么？
I believe that the ultimate purpose of the law is so that people can truly know God and that they may love Him with all their heart, with all their mind,and with all their strength.
我相信律法的最终目的是要人们真正的认识神，之所以他们可以尽心尽力尽意去爱神。
Now I'm not very optimistic about how many of you remember the sermon I preached last summer.
我想问大家一个问题，虽然对这个回答可能不抱太大希望，你们记得我上个夏天在这边讲了什么？
Do you remember I talked about Psalm 19?
记得我在讲诗篇第十九篇吗？
In Psalm 19, the psalmist talk about the greatness of the Lord.
在诗篇第十九篇，诗人在讲到说神是多么的伟大。
First, he looked at the creation that God has done.
他首先看到说神所有的创造。
So first, he came to know God through his creation.
人他首先认识神是从神的创造开始。
That's first six verses.
我们再看他前面的六节。
And then the next five verses, he talked about knowing God through his decrees or through his laws.
所以下面接下面的五节他又来讲述说如何认识神是通过神的诫命和规条。
And there I explain to you the psalmist uses six different terms to describe the law.
在那里我跟大家分享过，这位诗人他用六个词来形容
：the law，
有律法
；the commandment，
戒条
；rule，
规矩
，and so forth. Six different terms.
他用了六个词来讲神的戒条、诫命。
So we could come to know God through His creation, and we could come to know God through His law.
所以我们不止可以认识神通过他的创造，也可以认识神通过他的律法。
And at the end of his psalm,
在他结束这篇文这个诗篇的时候
，Psalmist tell us why we need to know God.
那诗人告诉我们说，为什么我们要认识神
？We need to know God so that we do not sin against Him, such that our good relationship is broken.
我们要认识神，就 这样我们就不会来得罪神，这样我们可以和神保持一个好的关系。
So it is important for us to know God's law.
所以认识神的了解神的律法是非常重要的。
But more than following the law,
而不只是说要遵循这些律法。
We need to know God through our study of the law.
我们要通过学习这些律法来认识神。
And that's where Pharisees and scribes failed.
这就是那些文人和法利赛人他们有的问题。
They did very, very well in studying the law and obeying the law.
他们在学习研究律法和遵循律法上做得很好。
But that's it.
然而到此为止了。
And then I started to realize that it's a challenge to all of us.
然后我也慢慢意识到说这对我们每个人也是个挑战。
Because once we become religious,in terms of doing all the right things.
因为当我们也开始按照遵循这些宗教的条规，好像做那些该做的事情的时候，
we start feeling pretty good.
我们就开始觉得自我感觉良好。
We think we are in good standing before God.
我们就觉得说我们在神的面前好像还不错。
And many times when we look back on the history,
然而我们当回头看看历史的时候，
Whether it's among Jews,
不管是在犹太人中间，
or the church history,
还是说在基督教的历史里面，
among God's people,
在神的选民中间，
we see that when we start to feel good about ourselves, our standing before God,
当我们觉得说我们自己在神的面前表现不错的时候，
we start looking around,
我们就开始看看周围，
and see who's not doing well.
就我们就要看看谁做得不如我们。
We start judging.
我们就开始评判别人，
criticizing.
来判断别人。
We become divided.
我们就开始有分裂。
Because we have turned our eyes away from God.
因为我们的目光从神的身上离开了。
Onto each other.
而去注视在别人的身上。
I'm better than you are.
我比你做得好。
I'm more religious than you are.
我比你更信神。
I'm in better standing than you are before God.
我在神的面前比你做得更好。
I'm the true Christian.
我是真正的基督徒。
You're not good enough.
你还差点。
Especially when I'm a pastor.
当我是牧师的时候，你就更差了。
You should do better.
你应该做得更好点。
If you look back on the history of the people of God, that's one thing we do.Again and again.
当你回顾我们教会的历史的时候，就会发现这是我们经常重复做的事情。
So Jesus said, "You have to do better than Pharisees and scribes."
所以耶稣在提醒他们说，你们要比文人和法利赛人做得更好。
Jesus wasn't denying or invalidating what Pharisees and scribes were doing in terms of following the law.
耶稣并不是在否认这些文士和法利赛人他们在行律法上所作所为。
But that's not enough. That's the starting point.
然而那只是一个起点，并不是所有的。
And that presents another problem for me.
然后这就给我带来另外一个问题。
Can you really do better than those religious leaders, Pharisees and scribes?
你真的觉得你可以做得比这些法利赛人更好吗？
They were very serious about their faith.
这些人对他们的信仰是非常认真的。
Or they were very serious about their identity as a people of God.
或者他们是非常重视他们在人们心中的地位，就是说他们是神的选民。
And they were extremely careful in following every detail of the law.
当他们行动的时候，他们会非常的认真去遵循这些律法。
To the point, Paul actually said in Philippians chapter 3 that as far as the law is concerned, he was blameless.
做到这一点，让使徒保罗在腓立比书第三章，他就在讲说，就律法而言，他是无可指摘的。
blameless.
无可指摘.
He was blameless. He followed every detail of the law to the point you cannot find any fault with him.
所以保罗就说他自己从律法上来讲, 他遵循了每一条律法, 他没有可以挑剔的地方。
And Jesus is saying to me, and therefore you, that we have to do better than he, than Paul.
然而耶稣在这里跟我, 跟我们大家在讲说, 我们要比这些法利赛人, 比保罗做得更好。
That's where I got stuck.
这是让我很费解的地方。
What was the problem with Pharisees and scribes? Where did they fail?
所以我们再看看这些法利赛人, 他们到底是什么地方出了问题。
And then I realized that.
然后我就意识到,
They followed the law, yet they did not know God.
他们的问题在于说他们行律法, 但是他们不认识神。
So when Jesus was standing before them, they couldn't recognize him as the servant of God. Prophets were talking about.
以至于当耶稣站在他们面前的时候, 他们就没有办法认出他就是圣经上讲的那一位。
And it, as I said, it's the same problem, persistent problem that happened to the people of God.
就像我说的，这个问题是一教会或者是犹太人历史上一直一个持续的问题。
If you look back and read prophets,
当我们看这个前面,
if you read prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, or Ezekiel.
如果你看前面列先知书的时候，以赛亚书、以西结书，
are talking about the same problem.
你就会看到说这些先知他们在讲同样的问题。
That when they act very religiously, they done everything required by the law, one serious problem began to happen.
你就会发现人们当努力的按照律法。 条文去做的时候呢, 就会出现一个很严重的问题。
Not that they were doing them wrong.
不是说他们这样做不对。
But they would easily fall into a trap.
然而是他们很容易就进入一个陷阱。
And that is to assume that their way of thinking is God's way of thinking.
因为这个陷阱就是说他们把自己的想法当成了神的想法。
That is why in Isaiah 57, God says, or 58, God says, my way is not your way.
这就为什么以赛亚在他57或者58章里边讲到说我的意愿不是你的意愿。
I believe it's 58.
以赛亚是58章。
God was reminding them through the prophet, don't think you have figured me out.
神在提醒这些以色列人, 通过先知的口说, 你不要以为你认识我了。
Because what you're doing is putting words in my mouth.
因为你们所做的是, 用我, 带我的口讲话。
你把话塞到我的嘴里面, 啊, 比较形象化了, 啊,
Yes.
啊, and God wasn't wasn't happy at all.
就神对这个其实很不满意。
And Jesus was pointing out to the Jews at that time, You are doing the same thing.
而耶稣就跟当时的犹太人讲说，你们所做的是同样的。
Because your teachers are changing the word of God with their own interpretation.
因为你们的师父，他们是把神的话用他自己的话讲出来。
And Jesus gave them 6 examples.
然后耶稣在这里边给了他们6个例子。
For example, in 21, verse 21, he said, You have heard that the ancients were told you should not commit murder and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court.
在21节, 耶稣说, 你们听见古人吩咐古人的话, 说不可杀人, 又说凡杀人的,
And then he went on to tell them what exactly is murder, what constitutes murder.
然后耶稣就跟他们讲说什么叫到底什么叫杀人。
It starts with our heart.
杀人是从心开始的。
When inside of us there starts to brew hatred towards someone, we are committing murder.
当你的心里边憎恨某个人的时候，你就开始杀人了。
He gave another example. He said, you have heard that it was said, you should not commit adultery.
耶稣接着又给另外一个例子说，你听到说不可奸淫。
He said another example, and it was said, whoever sent his wife away, let him give her a certificate of divorce.
又有话说，人若休妻，就当给她休书。
And then he gave a fourth example. He said, again, you have heard that the ancients were told, you shall not make false vows, but shall fulfill your vows to the Lord.
第四个例子，耶稣跟他们讲说，你们又听古人吩咐的话说，不可背誓，所起的誓总要向主所谨守。
And then he gave another example. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
另外一个例子是说，你们听到这样的讲法，就是以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
And then the last example, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
最后耶稣给了一个例子是说，你听到说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
All these six examples follow the same pattern.
所以这六个例子都有一个同样的规矩。
Jesus said, this is what you heard, how you were taught to understand.
耶稣跟他们说，这个是你们所听到的教导。
But let me tell you,
那让我告诉你
how you should interpret it.
你们应该怎么样去解读这些教导？
How you should understand it.
你们应该怎么样去理解？
So Jesus was not denying or invalidating Jews' practice of the law.
所以耶稣并不是说要否认律法。
He was actually pointing out their failure to know God through their practice of the law.
耶稣只是告诉他们说，在他们行这些律法的时候，没有认识到神。
So later on, we're gonna have the communion.
我们等一下会领用圣餐。
We've all done this, many, many, many times, right?
我们领圣餐有很多很多次了。
Today,
而今天。
I'm challenging you.
我问大家一个问题。
To look into your heart.
审查你自己的心。
And reflect on the meaning of the communion and ask yourself, have you known God through the communion?
你们自己反思一下，看你的心里边是不是知道，当你领圣餐的时候。你所认识的神是什么神？
What have you known about God through the breaking of bread and the sharing of the cup?
当你领用圣餐，领着饼，领着杯的时候，你们所认识的神是什么样的？
For the Lord has warned us.
因为神告诉我们。
The Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.Their worship of me is made up only of rules taught by men.
主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心里却远离我。你们敬畏我，他们敬畏我，是通过领受神的吩咐，领受人的吩咐。
God's heart is described in Psalm 46:10. It says,
神的心意在诗篇里边。描述给我们
rests and know that I am God.
你们要安静，知道我是神。
And that helps me to understand what Jesus meant by being perfect.
这句话让我帮助我理解，为怎么样理解耶稣说。你们要完全这句话。
I came to understand that when Jesus said being perfect, he meant being complete.
我开始理解到说，当耶稣讲 be perfect 的时候，他在讲这个要我们完全。
Being perfect is not pointing to ethical conducts, being blameless in whatever you do.
要完全并不是在讲从道德上我们无可指责没有可以挑剔的。
if you look back in the scripture, in the Bible, you'll find that many people were called righteous or perfect.
如果你看圣经的时候，会看到对圣经里面对很多人的描述呢，是一个完美的人。
Whether it's Noah or Abraham or Job,
这些人里面包括挪亚，包括亚伯拉罕，甚至包括约伯。
Even the husband of Mary, Joseph, was called he's a righteous man.
就连玛利亚耶稣玛利亚的丈夫约瑟，圣经也讲他是一个
义
人。
I don't think the scripture is saying that these people are blameless in whatever they did.
我不觉得圣经在讲这些人，他们是所行为是无所指责的。
But I believe that when we talk about being perfect, the correct interpretation is being complete.
然后我知道我相信圣经在讲这些人的时候，他讲的这些人是完全的。
Being complete means that their acts is a result of their hearts and their mind.
做一个完全的人，说明他们所行为，他们所做出来的是出自他们的心。
Today we call it integrity.
当然，我们叫人的一个道德准则。
In Chinese, 内外一致啊。
我们中文是讲内外一致。
You're consistent both inside and outside.
你的表里如一。
That's what Jesus meant, as far as I understand, perfect.
这就是耶稣所讲的要完全。
It's not a religious act that bring you the kingdom.
不是你所遵循的这些律法把你带进天国。
Even tax collectors and Gentiles would do what we do.
即使那些税吏和外邦人，他们也这样做。
Even to do them better.
他们甚至比我们做得更好。
Religious acts, everybody can do it.
这些外在的行为，每个人都可以做。
But God looks into our heart.
然而神看我们的内心。
It was a rude awakening to me.
这对我来讲是一个警醒。
To realize that I had not been close to God.
提醒我说我和神的关系并没有那样亲近。
I joined this church back in 1985.
我85年开始到教会来。
Long time ago, huh?
很长时间了。
Been with the church 40 years. Wow.
已经差不多40年跟在这个教会。
As a fellowship coordinator,
我最开始作为团契的主席
，serve as a deacon，
后来做执事
，and then became pastor，
后来再做牧师。
I try to do a good job，
我在努力做我的工作
，whatever my job is，
不管我在做什么。
I try to serve God well，
我尽力在服侍神。
But I had not been close to Him。
然而我跟神的关系却没有那样亲近。
In other words,
也就是说
He's like my boss.
神就像我的老板一样。
I know that sometimes we looked to him as our father in heaven.
我知道很多时候我们看他，我们称他为天父。
And there are times we looked up to him as our shepherd.
很多时候我们把神当作我们的牧羊人。
At times we look up to him as our king.
也有时候我们看神做我们的王。
But I, for the longest time, I look up to him as my boss.
然后很长时间我把神当作我的老板。
And my personal prayer is like my public prayer. I pray for the church.
我自己私下的祷告和我在带领大家一起的祷告有所不同。
I pray for the needs of the people.
在教会我会跟祷告为整个教会祷告，为我们有需要的弟兄姐妹祷告。
I pray like a good employee.
我祷告就像一个好的员工祷告一样。
I do my job.
我只是在做我的工作。
But then I realized that I wasn't close to him.
然而我意识到我和神的关系并没有那么亲近。
And I wasn't happy about it.
对这点我很不高，我觉得有希望要提高。
I want to be close to him.
我希望和神有个好的关系。
And then I realized that there is one perspective missing from my understanding of my God.
然后我意识到说我对神的认识缺少了一点。
I think the Holy Spirit had reminded me.
我知道这神的圣灵在提醒我。
That there is one more relationship you need to look into.
让我们要让我看到另外一个关系。
That he is your creator.
那就是说神是我的创造者。
I am his creation.
我是他所造的。
Apart from him, I am meaningless.
离开他我就一无所事。
Apart from him, I am worthless.
离开他我就一无所值。
And then I came to him with a very different desire.
意识到这一点，我就来到他的面前，就有一个完全不同的盼望。
I came to him wanting to know him more.
我到他的面前是更希望了解他更多。
I used to assume that I know him enough to do all the jobs I'm supposed to do.
我以前曾经以为说我对神的了解已经足够让我做好我的工作了。
But that's not the way it works.
然而这不是神所希望的。
The Jews failed.
犹太人他们没有成功。
Being religious, they were being religious.
他们是很虔诚的。
But then they became critical of others.
然而他们慢慢变得对别人评判别人。
Because while being religious, they failed to know God.
当他们在变得这样表面虔诚的时候，他们没有认识到神。
They remained self-centered.
他们是自我为中心的。
That's why they became critical.
只有这样，正因为这样，他们才对别人有评判。
Jews failed.
这些犹太人是有问题的。
Roman Catholic Church failed.
的罗马天主教会也是没有成功。
The Reformed is failing right now.
改革宗的教会现在也走上了同样的
道。You look around.
你看看周围。
And who are the meanest people?
周围这些是哪些是最不友善的人呢？
Many.
很多。
Are exactly the most religious people.
很多都是在那些所谓虔诚的人。
And lastly, but not certainly the least, I failed.
然后最后我们也看到说我自己也同样。
But by the grace of God, I was reminded to look into myself.
然而因为神的恩典，我省察我自己。
So where are you stand now?
所以你们在哪一个位置？
In terms of your relationship with your God.
你和神的关系里，你们的关系是怎
样？ You've probably done all the right thing.
你可能做了很多你该做的事情。
Yes. And that's very good.
这很好。
Again, I want to affirm that as Jesus has affirmed it.
我很确定肯定大家所做的，就像耶稣确定肯定这些法利赛人所做的一样。
You serve in the church.
你为在教会服务。
You host your brothers and sisters.
你打开家门请弟兄姐妹。
接待
家门弟兄姐妹在你家里。
You're in good terms with a lot of people.
你和很多人的关系都很好。
So, do all these resulting in your knowledge or your better knowledge or deeper knowledge of God?
而这些是不是给你带来对神的更多的认识呢？
Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
要完全，因为你们的天父完全。
Let us strive to be consistent both inside and outside.
让我们努力做表里如一的基督徒。
Pay attention to your private spiritual life.
让我们注重我们自己自己个人独处的时候。
Study and understand God's word.
来，我们让我们学习啊，来理解神的话。
Pray and meditate in the Holy Spirit.
让我们在圣灵里面来祷告，来默想神的话。
So that you can nurture the precious relationship you have with your God.
使得我们和神之间建立一个亲密的关系。
And then you will be complete in God's sight.
这样你们就会在神的眼里边看为完全。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we come before you.
父神，我们来到你面前。
Knowing our own deficiency.
知道我们的不足。
We want to have a really good and intimate relationship with you.
我们盼望说和你有一个亲密的关系。
For apart from you, we are nothing.
因为除了你之外，我们一无所事。
Apart from you, we are worthless.
除你之外，我们一无所有。
We cherish this relationship.
我们很珍惜和你的关系。
So that we could have good experience, good relationship with the people around us.
也因此我们可以和我们周遭的弟兄姐妹、周遭的人有好的关系。
We pray, Father God, you continue to watch over us.
我们求父神你看顾我们。
That in our effort to live out our faith,
当我们在努力把我们的信仰活出来的时候，
we do not at any time turn our sight onto other people, even onto ourselves.
不是说我们转向别人转或者是我们自己，
but to fix our eyes on you.
而是把我们注目在你的身上。
For you are our all in all.
因为你是我们唯一的神。
We pray in Jesus' beautiful name.
我们奉耶稣基督美丽的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.